Dit was André van Sail met 'n lied Jesus Messia. Voor dit, Messias, voor dit het ons ook geluister na Oxygen, of na Lincoln Bruce, verskyn met Oxygen. Flaming Victory het vir ons gegee, steen vir steen, en ja, prachtige muziek vir op Radio Tygerberge 104 FM. 18 minute oor 10 nou, die reen sak so klein, 'n bietjie uit hier op ons. Effentjies, net so stoffie, moet nie bang wees nie, sit net 'n keppie op, like a beanie of a ding, trek a jacket aan, maak jou lekker warm en gesellig, en dan kom jy hier deur net as in die Glen Primair toe. Ek is hier saam met hele klompie mense wat kenners is op die gebied van onderwys, en in spesifiek die tutoring van kinders, en om wat om te doen om kinders se punte te verbeter. Daar's 'n paar uitdagings, ons gaan heel wat later daaroor praat, maar vir nou eers gesels ons saam met Edmund Hill, en hy is die bemarkingsbestuurder van Beyond the Edge Tutoring, and he's the man that you always go around the city with, right, Edmund?
That's correct. Good morning, Rosebud, and a very good morning to all our listeners out there this morning. It's such an honor and such a privilege to be out in our community in Easter River again today. It's a great honor to be working with Radio Tygerberg in such an amazing project.
Thank you so very much. And I think this is such an inspirational project, because I think the beauty of it is that parents that are involved can see the results. That is the
Definitely.
One thing that we've established in the
Definitely.
Couple of times that we've been around the city, right?
Definitely.
Parents can see the results.
Definitely. We're actually, in fact, going to see a mother making her way here later on this morning, whose child did exceptionally well this term.
Yeah.
As our classes here in Easter River take place, our primary school classes from grade 1 to grade 7 take place at Forest Village Leadership Academy, and in fact, they still have a class today.
Oh, wow.
So they've come
holidays.
Out. They are still in class today. Our other venues have broken for the holidays or broken up for the holidays. But we're seeing some amazing results come through.
That is absolutely fantastic. Look, I mean, the one thing that we all know is that education is the foundation of everything.
Definitely.
Without education, you are lost.
Yeah.
We are lost as a country. And especially now, we need our kids to start showing good results so that they
Definitely.
Can build a future for themselves.
Definitely. I mean, our schooling system, our educators, you know, our schools are working under enormous challenges right now. You know, we one of our biggest problems that I think we're faced with at the moment is overcrowded classrooms. Mm. Not so much the shortage of educators, but more the overcrowded classrooms. And I think something that should really be looked into in the future is the building of more schools in South Africa, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Edmund, Beyond the Edge Tutoring is obviously not doing this alone.
Yes,
there are the schools that are involved, the principals, the educators, but there are also some sponsors that work
correct.
Very closely with you guys.
Yes, we're all about, you know, building good relationships. You know, we've all got something very positive to bring to an event like this today. Mm. Now, Rosebud, we've spoken about this before. Beyond the Edge Tutoring only focuses in our Cape Flat areas.
Yeah.
You know, we teach in the Cape Flat areas. As we've said before, we're out in Grassy Park. We've had the privilege to work there before with you in
absolutely.
Fairmount Secondary. We're at Westport Primary. We're at Hazeldene Primary on a Saturday. We're also Ravensmead. We're as far as Mossel Bay. So, and it's also important, we're not just a tutoring company. Mm. We are a community-based organization. So it's important for us to partner with companies like Radio Tygerberg. We also have an amazing sponsor on board today. Giants has come on board for the first time, and they have sponsored us a whole lot of goodie bags for the children.
Awesome.
We have, once again, jumping castles, some amazing face painting today. And I have the honor to have Mr. Funner Ross with me in studio this morning, and he's going to chat a little bit about the reading assessments that are currently being conducted by some very dedicated educators that have actually given up their school holiday to be here today to do these assessments. And we're encouraging our parents out in Easter River today, if you have a learner, grade 1 to grade 7, come out to Tuscany Glen Primary this morning. I see they're still coming out in their numbers. It's raining slightly, but they're still coming out to bring their children. Let's do this free reading assessment on your child to determine at which level the learner is. And then obviously when they've completed the the reading assessment, they will also get a free stationery pack. And we also have some lucky draws.
Yes.
For our parents today, we're going to be giving away 2 ShopRite gift vouchers at about 11:45. So there's something for everybody here today. And Mr. Van der Ross, we've got a bit of sacred cascanadas this morning in the rain, hey? And that has also been organized by Tuscany Glen. We're very, very honored and privileged to actually be able to partner with Mr. Williams and his team this morning.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. That's Edmund Hale, and he's the marketing director, of course, of Beyond the Edge Tutoring. And as he has said a number of times, he's got Mr. Llewellyn van der Ross with him. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosebud, and good morning to the listeners.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us. You are an educator here at Tuscany Primary.
That's correct, Rosebud.
You've got to say it slowly, otherwise it comes out very wrong.
My apologies. No, yes, okay. I am an educator at the school, and I've joined Beyond the Edge Tutoring a few months ago, say about 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
And there's been tremendous growth in this program. I'm actually, personally, I'm buying into the idea of the tutoring because I'm so passionate about education. And what we are doing here today is that we have maths assessments and reading assessments. But what we want to establish today is to tap into the zone of proximal development of the learner to establish where they are so that we can build on that.
Yeah.
So the essential part of today's assessments is to just establish where the learner is, and it's quite nice assessments that my team and I, the teachers here at the school, came up with that we are doing here today. So it's like a baseline to establish, as I said, where the child is, and then to communicate that to the parent and build on that. So I would actually like to encourage people and parents to come this morning. If your child is facing learning barriers or difficulties, bring that report along. Doesn't have to be only the children of Tuscany Glen, but all the children in the area. As Edmund mentioned earlier, we're on a Saturday at Forest Village Leadership Academy, and I'm also part of that program there, tutoring on a Saturday morning from 9 till 12. And I do believe that the program really helps. There's been tremendous and significant growth in the learners with the program, with the Beyond the Edge program. I think it's a brilliant initiative.
Yeah,
I really do.
Look, I mean, like I said earlier, we've been going around, hey, since I can't remember, was it beginning of June?
About June. We've been traveling Cape Town. This is actually our second last outside broadcast for this year, but we've already done 4 previously.
Yeah.
We started in June.
Yes. So we started in June already, and like you say, Mr. van der Ross, there you can see, that is the thing that I love about it, is that you can actually see. Teachers can see, the parents can see the improvement in the marks of the children. For you, having been involved in the program so far, and potentially also helping your the kids in the class using probably, I'm assuming, the same principles, what kind of results are you seeing in your class with this program?
You know, I think the beauty of this program is many of the challenges that we face as teachers at schools are, one of them are overcrowded classrooms, big classroom sizes. And the beauty of the tutoring on a Saturday is that the ratio is between 1 to 15. So you can actually reach every child individually in the time that you spend with them. So that is why I feel that it's so beneficial, this tutoring program, because the teacher actually gets to engage with all the learners on a one-on-one basis because of the small classroom sizes. I think at the start of term 3, the numbers increased at the tutoring, and Edmund, I then had 30 learners in the class on the Saturday morning, and Edmund came, who is the director of Beyond the Edge, and he said under no circumstances he wants that big amount in a class. Only 15 learners in the class. So we expand it even. And that is what I really, really like, is that the fact that you get to reach every child in the class because of the classroom size.
There's a lot that we can still talk about, and we're going to have another conversation a bit later on this morning. So you've just been listening to Edmund Hale. He's the marketing director of Beyond the Edge Tutoring, and of course also Mr. Llewellyn van der Ross, who is an educator here at Tuscany Glen Primary and one of the tutors of Beyond the Edge Tutoring. Ons gaan later weer met hulle gesels. Daar's baie om te sê. Ons het klomp vra. Ons gaan later by alles uitkom. Wat ons wil hê jy moet doen as 'n ouer is om jou kind aan die hand te vat, bring vir Lena toe. And here's the thing, Edmund, just as a final thought, yes. One of the things that one of the people said that we've spoken to before is that it's not only for kids that are actually doing poorly in school, also the kids that are doing well,
definitely,
where you want to set them up
definitely.
For better marks even, especially the secondary school
definitely.
Students,
right? We tutor right up to grade 12, Rosebud. As you know, we teach at various primary schools and high schools from grade 1 to grade 12. If your child has a code 6 or a code 7 on the report, but that code 7 is on a 92%, there's still room for improvement to get to 100%. And we've got some amazing facilitators dedicating their time every Saturday to come out to the Cape Flats, to our various schools, and to actually sit with the children individually and help them in all their learning areas.
All right, ons gaan later weer gesels. Dis nou 28 minute oor 10. Baie dankie Edmund en meneer Llewellyn van der Ros. Ons gaan later weer met hulle praat. Dis Radio Tyger.